I would rather have had the ball in our hands than in their hands. And so the opportunity to go for on fourth down when your quarterback is hot and the opportunity to keep that possession and keep that ball in our hands is just what I wanted to do. It didn't turn out. I thought the defense played hard, made some mistakes, but played extremely hard. I thought the offense did the same thing, and special teams. So this was a team that really all three phases, you know, played significant roles today. So,
what did you see on that last fourth down that you went for there? What didn't work out after kind of the breakdown?
Well, the third and five was one that we definitely were going to complete, and we didn't quite hit that. And we expected that they would bring pressure, you know, that and give us an opportunity to throw behind, but I don't think they ended up bringing pressure. So,
how good is Puka Williams for you guys today?
Puka was awesome today. I mean, he get tied up, and you look at him from, you couldn't really see all what was going on, and then he'd squirt out and get you some yards. He eclipsed a 2,000-yard career issue. So thought he had a hell of a day.
Coach, after the last game, you talked about each of the players that they needed to just kind of improve, show that improvement over the last few games of the season. Were you pleased with what you saw in that regard today?
Yeah, I think our guys played extremely hard, offense, defense, and special teams. I really do. Again, the thing I wanted to do is keep the ball. And that's didn't want to give it back to them. I did not want them to go down the field like they did and score without an opportunity at the lead. And so I went for it.
You talk about playing extremely hard. What does that look like to you?
You're looking at it, okay? I mean, if you looked at our special teams, we returned key kicks on awkward balls that allowed us to get into the game. You know, it allowed us to, take what would be a nice return off of an ugly ball and made some nice tackles. I like that. I like that special teams. Off defensively, made some mistakes, but we kind of the back end of the game, we looked like we were, you know, maybe back in charge. So,
what did that Mike Lee interception do just for the whole team's confidence?
It gave us the opportunity to go down there and win the game, and it's exactly what we did. It got hot. The quarterback, who I see as a you know, a guy that when he gets hot, you want to play to his hand, and that's what I did.
Did you like the resiliency of the offense? I mean, even the third quarter, I think you went three and out maybe twice, but even though it seemed like Stanley handled that situation well. So.
Yeah, I want you to know, I don't, were you talking about Mike Lee or were you talking about Stanley? I'm trying to get you. I didn't hear you.
Stanley, just the offense seemed to be resilient. A couple of three and outs to start the third quarter, but then played much better.
That's, again, the back half of the third quarter, thereabouts, they were hot as they could be. And I did not want to lose that that piece. So
to be able to score first in a conference game on the road, what does that do for this team?
Well, it's certainly taking the lead and put pressure on the opponent is what you want to do. And so we had the lead, and as soon as we hit the three-pointer, you know, pressure's on them. Of course, they answered, and, you know, eventually we answer with the lead. So that's the piece. I liked how our team played today, played very hard.
Did you like the way these guys responded after the last 2 weeks?
Yeah, I want you know, it's the same team, so you know, but I really enjoyed how they played. And Parchment made some big catches and some big plays. Certainly the quarterback was, you know, at times extremely on, and we wanted to certainly take advantage of that. So,
I think in the first half, I think you guys tried 4 field goals, just not able to get touchdowns early. How much did that kind of bite you?
Yeah, that, you know, the drives in the red zone down in there were issues. You know, we wanted to make sure that we were in position. Kick 3-pointers and certainly doesn't make the, you know, the good lineup against a good team. You're not going to win games just getting 3-pointers.
Was Stanley just a little bit off in the first half and before he got rolling in the second half?
Yeah, I look at it the other way. I see him as, you know, being hot. And when he is, that's when we have to put the ball in his hands and let him throw it. So
the last couple of weeks, the rushing attack has been kind of bottled up by the defense. What allowed you guys to get so many yards on the ground today?
Well, I think Puka's health is, you know, kind of back. I mean, I think we, you know, I think we played hard. I think, that's us. Those are our plays. That's what we do. And we had success.
With Lachlan playing some running back, is that kind of a switch for him, or are you guys just using
him? We're using him to, in two spots. You know, he would be a Wildcat quarterback and a running back, you know, that would come out of the backfield.
What have you seen from him this year?
I think he's going to be a really good player. I think there's two spots for him, but I think he's very talented and a guy that will play a lot of football here.
Take a couple more.
Big picture, when you're leaving the stadium here in a little bit, what are you going to be thinking about?
One that we let get away. So if we, when we look at the film, we'll look at the opportunities that we had to win it, and that would be the key pieces to me.
Was this one more difficult for the guys to handle? I mean, just like they got blown out the last couple of games, and now they have this game. They're leading in the fourth quarter. I mean, what was the mood in the locker room? How'd you see them handle it?
Well, they were sick. They were absolutely sick. They wanted this one. So, and then it was right there in position for them to take it, and it fell short.
One more question.